Morning, 71 degrees. This entire hour of the Uncle Henry Show is brought to you by FADS Healthcare. Thank you, FADS Healthcare. And we're happy to welcome to the Uncle Henry Show microphones once again, Ashley Rich. Ashley Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Henry. I'm pleased to be here.
Thank you for coming in. Running for DA, many people may think you are already DA, but you are not already DA. That's correct, right?
I am currently an assistant district attorney with the Mobile County District Attorney's Office, but I'm not the DA yet. We are going to put that to the vote in November 2nd, and I hope the voters will choose me as their next district attorney in Mobile County.
Now, that was quite the primary with TV commercials, very intense campaigning. Were you nervous before you got that victory?
You can never be confident in any political election. We worked very, very, very hard to get that victory on June 2nd, and I'm very pleased that we were successful in our campaign.
What did that day feel like waiting to get the vote tally?
It was phenomenal. I was surrounded by people who supported me 100% during the campaign, my family, my friends, and the people that believe in me and want me to become the next district attorney in Mobile, and it was a phenomenal feeling.
I know you've been asked this question probably everywhere you've given a talk, but for people that have not heard you talk, why do you want this job?
Well, Uncle Henry, I can tell you, I have been working as an assistant district attorney for 14 years. It was not my chosen path in the career field. I was going to go and be a civil attorney. But I saw the things that they were doing at the district attorney's office. I saw that they were prosecuting criminals and putting people in jail and making our community a safer place. And I knew that that was something I had to do 14 years ago. And I love my job. It is incredibly gratifying to know that you're doing the right thing and you are helping to make our community a safer place. And I've always been tough on crime. I have two children here in Mobile, Madeline and Ryan, and I want to make our community the safest place for them to grow up.
Well, that's something that's on people's minds quite a bit, and I know you're more aware of that than most because of the things that we've had going on, different high-profile cases in Mobile, in Midtown. How can the DA's office make Mobile safer?
We have to be tough on crime, and one of the things that I want to do is we have a problem with the revolving door at the Department of Corrections. As soon as we put someone in jail, they're going up to the Department of Corrections and being released, and we've got to stop the revolving door at the Department of Corrections. One of the ways that we can do that is I want to dedicate one specific assistant district attorney to go up and attend the parole hearings that affect the criminals that would be coming back into our community. Because what's happening, Uncle Henry, is as soon as they get up there, and if it's a nonviolent offense, they're being released within months, and they're coming right back to our community and committing the same crimes again, breaking into our cars, breaking into our vehicles, you know, theft, stealing copper off of our air conditioners, and we've got to stop the revolving doors.
So you're saying then that as long as it's nonviolent, as long as somebody's not assaulted, then they get let out.
They're getting very minimal amounts of jail time.
On the state level is what you're talking about?
Sure. We can send someone on a drug offense to the penitentiary for 10 years, and the average that they're doing is between 6 and 12 months on a 10-year sentence.
Now, how is that, and I don't know if you're the right person to ask, but how is that legal for someone to be sentenced to 10 years in jail for something and serve 6 months?
That is an issue that is left with the Department of Corrections. I have to tell you that once we sentence a criminal to jail time and they are sent off to the Board of Corrections, we lose jurisdiction on a straight sentence. So that is something that is completely and entirely in the hands of the Board of Corrections.
So that is a state issue.
It is, absolutely.
Completely. So that would be something that we could ask members of the legislature and the Attorney General, the governor, that. But that is an amazing... it's amazing that someone could get out after only 6 months of a 10-year sentence.
It is, and it's something that we've got to work on. We've got to stop that, because these are the people that are coming back into our community and reoffending as soon as possible.
Well, if you know you're only going to do 6 months, there's not much. There's just not much deterrent there.
Exactly. One of the things also that you ask, what could the district attorney's office do to help make our community a safer place? We've got to work on juvenile crime. Juvenile crime is rising. Our criminals are becoming younger and their crimes are becoming more violent. And so we've got to stop that. In 2004, we transferred from the youth center juveniles between the ages of 14 and 18 who committed Class A felonies, which was murder and robbery. We transferred one child between the ages of 14 and 18 in 2004. In 2009, we transferred 14 juveniles between the ages of 14 and 18 to adult court to stand trial as an adult. That's an indicator right there that our problem is with our young people because their crimes are becoming more violent and they're not staying in school. So that is also a problem that we all have to deal with as a community, not only the district attorney's office, but everyone in our community, because our crimes are becoming more violent. And as you see each and every day, the perpetrators are younger and younger.
All right. The telephone number, do you have a question for Ashley Rich? She is working in the DA's office right now and is running for district attorney in Mobile County. 479-2723 is the number. That's 479-2723 or 251-479-2723. The Uncle Henry Show continues.
Mobilians tell me they're hurting. They need more jobs, better police, and fire protection.
Uncle Henry Show continues. Ashley Rich is the guest. She is running for district attorney in Mobile County. Telephone number 479-2723. And let's talk to Jack. Hello, Jack.
Yes, I just want to say I've known Ms. Rich since she first started with the DA's office. And I ask everyone in Mobile County to support her. She is a very strong, would be a very strong DA. And she's absolutely honest and very aggressive. We could not find anyone more qualified. I have worked with her for many years. I'm a retired police officer, and I just hope everyone will support her, and you know, because I know she'll make a fantastic DA.
Thank you so much.
All right, Jack, thank you for the phone call. He mentioned aggressive, that you're aggressive. Are there ever prosecutors that are laid back?
Some of them are. I can tell you that one of the signs of my aggressiveness is that I have three people on death row as a result of my prosecutions today.
So. Okay. Well, I want to find out more about laid-back prosecutors. Let's talk to Bradley. Hello, Bradley.
Good morning, Uncle Henry. Good morning, Ms. Rich.
Good morning.
I just first like to say thank you to Ms. Rich for her work over the last several years in the DA's office and helping making our street safer a little here in Mobile. Followed some of your high-profile murder cases, and certainly appreciate you putting these people away for us. My question to you, Ms. Rich, is what inspired you to seek a career in public service as opposed to the private sector, where I'm sure the rewards and compensation for a lawyer would be much greater? I'll hang up and listen to your response.
All right. Thank you very much.
Public service was not in my career path. I can tell you that. I was going to be a civil lawyer here in Mobile. But I saw the things that they were doing in the district attorney's office, as I mentioned earlier. I saw that they were making our community a safer place. I saw that they were in the courtroom, in the trenches, each and every day, working hard to make sure that there were consequences for the actions of criminals in our community. And I knew that that was something that I had to do in my career path. I was still only going to do it for a couple of years, but I fell in love with my job as a prosecutor in the district attorney's office. And it's so important, I think, for you to enjoy and want to go to work each and every day and do your job, whatever you're doing, whether you're a milk delivery man or whether you're a prosecutor. It's so important that you really want to do your job. And I love my job, and I love to go to work each and every day and represent the citizens of Mobile County.
Okay, again, the telephone number is 479-2723. Ashley Rich is here. She's running for district attorney. Let's talk to Cut. Hello, Cut.
Morning. Good morning. Mrs. Rich, I got a question. I heard you. Hello?
Yes, you are on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you are on the air, Cut.
I am on the air.
Yes.
Ms. Rich, you mentioned juvenile crime on the rise here in the county, and especially violent crime. I don't agree with you that we have a juvenile crime problem. I think we have a parental problem. I think the parents of these children are the problem. Until we can address that, the parenting issue will never solve the problem. And I think that Judge Naaman has a great concern for this, and he's doing whatever he can. He's got mentors, got mentoring programs for the children. But until we address programs or efforts to help parents teach their children and nurture their children, we're not going to solve the problem. There's an example in our community today where this kid that's accused of the murder of the Myrie gentleman. His mother, she's a thug. She is a genuine thug. And so you've got a thug raising a thug. I mean, what do you expect? And until we, like I said, until we address that parenting issue, we're never going to solve this problem.
I would agree with you, and I can tell you that we have got to get our churches involved. We have got to get stronger in our mentoring programs. We have got to work to give these young people some influence in giving them morals and values so that they choose a life free of crime instead of going right into a life of crime. I agree with you.
I understand that, but see, you want to focus on the children, I think you have to focus on the parents.
Okay, well, how do you do... It's got to be one of the toughest problems we face nationwide of people parenting when they are not doing a good job as parents. How do we intervene in a family?
Uncle Henry, I talked with Judge Naaman extensively about this problem, and he said we have a generation of throwaway children at this point, and some of them cannot be saved. So we have to have intervention. We have to have steps to put this thing to a stop. And it comes with educating these teenagers that are going out having babies at 15, 16 years old to stop that part of it. Just put an end to children having children, and the children that are already in the system, if you can save them, save them. It's a tough issue.
It is.
Let me say this. I just want to tell you that this is a community issue. This is not an issue just specifically with the district attorney's office. This is a community issue that we all face. What am I doing personally to help with this issue? I'm on the Communities of Concern program. I'm on the Youth Violence Coalition. That is another program that Judge Naaman has a number of employees on. And we all have to get involved. And I have been involved. Mr. Tyson, some 10 years ago, started a Make the Right Choice program, which is a program in our schools. And he was a very big advocate in making sure that our children know the difference between right and wrong and making sure they understand what's going to cause them to enter a life of crime and what's not. And so this is a community issue. I can tell you that as the district attorney, I will make it a priority for not only myself but my other assistant district attorneys in the district attorney's office to get involved and try to help solve this problem. But it's not a problem that is central to the district attorney's office. It's something we all have to become involved in as a community.
All right. Hey, Cut, thank you for bringing that up. We're going to talk now to Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Uncle Henry. I want to shift gears a little bit and ask your dish. She sounds very sharp. I'm going to ask her the Duke LaCrosse case where the district attorney was removed from office, and I think eventually prosecuted for withholding exculpatory evidence. I was curious, what impact did that have across the country on DA's office when it comes to the integrity of the office? And I'm wondering if that's not being taught in law school now, that particular case. And I'll hang up and listen to your guest response.
All right. Interesting question. Thank you, Terry.
It is something that I feel quite sure is being taught in law schools all over the country. It was a good example of how if as a prosecutor you do not disclose exculpatory evidence, that your career is basically over. Integrity is something that is so important in prosecution because when you are a prosecutor, you have not only a duty to prosecute and put people in jail, but you have a duty to uphold the law. You have a duty to do that with integrity. You have a duty to do that ethically with the ethical standards that we have. And you must follow the ethical standards, and you must do it with integrity, and you must disclose exculpatory evidence. Because if you don't, nothing good can come from it. And in essentially, you have prosecuted someone that may not be guilty of the crime because you did not disclose the exculpatory evidence. So it is very, very important that we have that case as an example so that we can teach up-and-coming lawyers what not to do.
We have Ashley Rich here. She is running for DA in Mobile County. The Uncle Henry Show continues.
Having the right tool changes everything.
What do you mean?
Ever rebuild a carburetor with a spork?
No.
Ever mow the lawn with toaster tongs?
Can't say that I have.
Well, having the right tire changes everything, too.
How's that?
Take Michelin at Big Ten Tires, like the 80,000-mile Michelin Harmony Tire, the perfect blend of performance and value with long tread life and a quiet ride. Or the Michelin LTX MS Light Truck SUV Tire, great for any weather condition and heavy loads. Michelin offers safe fuel.
Uncle Henry's show continues here on News Radio 710. Ashley Rich is here. She's running for DA in Mobile County. Telephone number is 479-2723. We have an open line if you have a question for Ashley Rich, 479-2723. In the big primary, I got lots of emails about you, Ashley Rich. Some of them, people would send me several pictures of your billboards, and in the pictures, they were vandalized, and I wasn't sure if it was photoshopped or not. Did you have vandalism of your billboards?
We did. As a prosecutor, and especially one that has prosecuted cases for the past 14 years, you make a lot of enemies. And so much so that they like to vandalize your signs.
Okay.
They make specific routes. They hit three or four at a time. But we just replace them. No skin off my back. You just make a lot of enemies. In fact, a couple of times we had some banners put on the signs that say prosecutors make enemies. It's just a fact. And I think in a way it's almost a compliment because it shows that I've been doing my job. I've been doing it effectively. And I've been making some enemies because I've been putting people in jail for a long time.
I never made that connection with the fact that they would recognize people that had been prosecuted or family members of criminals. Would recognize your face up there on the billboards. I never made that connection.
Yes.
Also got lots of emails when you were running for office, and you still are running for the same office, but in that primary. Instead of talking about the issues, I would get emails and voicemails about your hair.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, let me tell you, I was prosecuting a capital murder case, and every single day, there was more talk and sound off about my hair than about the capital murder case that I was prosecuting in the courtroom on the same day.
Now, what does that do psychologically when you're beginning your day and you're getting ready to get the hair ready? I mean, does it cause a lot of extra thought and a lot of extra? I don't have that problem, as you can tell.
I'm very busy. I'm a mother. I'm a wife, and I'm a prosecutor, and I don't have time to worry about what other people think about my hair. It is quite comical, though, and my friends and I did get a big comic relief session out of the fact that we would read sound off and see what everybody was talking about my hair and the fact that I might need a makeover and various other and sundry things.
On a serious note, as a prosecutor, do you get feedback from other people in your profession on how you should have your hair or your clothes for a jury?
Uncle Henry, everybody, as you know, has an opinion.
Right.
They express it on your show each and every day.
I'm talking about people in your profession. Are there certain, do they have consultants come in and say, look, if you want to increase your prosecutions by 25%, you need to wear this and you need to have your hair just like this?
The bottom line is you just need to be professional.
Okay.
To be professional, you can still have long hair. To be professional, you can have blonde hair. It's just you need to personify professionalism in the courtroom. And as long as you do that, it doesn't matter what style your hair is or what you wear that particular day, as long as you're professional and ethical in your duties.
Very good. Now, that answered the question. Let's talk to Betty. Hello, Betty.
Good morning, Auntie Kendra and Ms. Rich.
Good morning.
Could you speak up, Betty? We can barely hear you.
Okay. Hey, can you hear me now?
Thank you.
Okay. I would just like to ask a quick question, please. I'm wondering how did you all, your office miss the behavior of Steve DiGiorgini? I would like to ask that. That's what I'm concerned about. How did the DA's office miss his behavior? Did you all not have a clue, or did no one? His family members or ex-family members, did anyone ever give you all a tip or a hint or, you know, as to his behavior, his pedophilia behavior? Listen off the past.
All right. Well, thank you for the question.
I can tell you that I think everyone who works, has a number of coworkers in their office, knows that there can be coworkers who sit in the cubicle next to you that have a different life after hours and away from their jobs. And so although I can't comment specifically on that case, I can just tell you from personal experience, oftentimes you think you might know someone, but you really don't because they have a secret life.
Okay. Again, the telephone number 479-2723. That's 479-2723 or 251-479-2723. Email address is UncleHenry@NewsRadio710.com if you'd like to email your question. That's UncleHenry@NewsRadio710.com. Ashley Rich, her website is Let me make sure I get it correct. I know it's got DA in it. It's AshleyRichDA.com. Now, are you planning any public speaking engagements anytime soon? Or are you going to be out talking?
The Grand Bay community has a forum that is set for September 23rd at the Grand Bay Community Center, as well as the Fowl River Civic Association has a forum in October. October, I don't have the date specifically in front of me, but I'll get that. In October, where both my opponent and I are going to have a forum for the public.
Okay, so there will be opportunities, and I'm sure that information will be available on the website.
It is. It will be.
Yes. AshleyRichDA.com. And again, the telephone number is 479-2723. And big issue, not in Mobile County, but over in Baldwin County, is the length of time that it takes cases to get from the crime to the actual prosecution, the trial. What would be the average time in Mobile County? To get, let's say that there's a murder case. How long does it take generally to get something through the system?
What we strive to do at the district attorney's office is to make sure that a case is prosecuted from preliminary hearing, which occurs in district court, to get it to grand jury. We strive to make that time period 6 months. Okay. And then after it goes into grand jury and comes out of grand jury, it is assigned to a circuit court judge and it gets a trial date. So then it's up to the judge to set the trial date settings. But what we have control of in the district attorney's office is the time it takes to get it from basically when the defendant's arrested to grand jury. And we strive to do that within a six-month period in Mobile County, because that is the period of time that the district attorney's office has control over the case. Because after that, it goes to the judge, and it's up to the judge.
Okay. Would I be correct in making an assumption that it's in most cases, speedier here than it is in Baldwin County?
Yes. And in fact, the Mobile Press Register approximately 4 months ago did an article on that very issue. And, you know, we had good reviews with the amount of time that it took for a case to get concluded in Mobile County versus Baldwin County didn't fare so well.
We know that there have been cuts in just about every governmental agency at every level in this country, including the DA's office in Mobile County. Has there been a big effect because of the cuts, the less money coming in?
We absolutely lost 10 employees in the last fiscal year at the district attorney's office. So we did have layoffs just like everyone else. We are hoping that a new funding bill that was passed recently, which will give the district attorney's office more money through court cost, will help ease the financial crisis that we are all suffering right now.
All right, let's talk to Topcat. Hello, Topcat. You're on with Ashley Rich.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Rich. I've never met you before. I don't even know whether you're a Republican or a Democrat.
I am a Republican.
Okay.
Although I can tell you personally, I think that the district attorney's office should be an office that's nonpartisan. I do not think the district attorney should have to declare whether they are Republican or Democrat, because if you are the district attorney of Mobile County, you are the top law enforcement officer of Mobile County, and it shouldn't matter whether you are a Republican or Democrat. What should matter is, are you enforcing the laws of Mobile County, and are you being tough on crime?
I don't have any beef with that, but, you know, you had brought up a point earlier that y'all work hard, and you send people to the Department of Corrections, and they let them out in a short period of time. So the problem seems to be with the punishment or the deterrent process. And, you know, I guess anybody knows that if we built enough real jails or prisons to keep these people in, it would cost more tax money. But I wonder, and I'm sure a lot of people do, especially folks who've had something stolen from them, and the perp gets a suspended sentence and, you know, put on probation for 3 months or something like that. And the folks are back doing the same thing. And these murderers, you know, they already, they're out on bond for something else. Would it be because of federal regulations or taxes only that we couldn't build something like a tent camp somewhere, maybe build 20 or 30 of them, and have thousands of people in there, not as bad as Andersonville Prison or something, but live in tents, have a rough life, don't get to watch TV, don't get to lift weights, don't get to read a bunch of books and have the good life. You know, what keeps us from doing that to where we could keep them in there for those number of years, and they would know they don't want to go back again.
All right, let's get her answer.
I can tell you that there have been lawyers throughout the years who have fought for what they term to be prisoners' rights. And that is how prisoners have computers and weight rooms and things like that. My personal opinion is, if you are incarcerated in the Board of Corrections of the state of Alabama, you should grow your own food. You should get out there in the field and grow vegetables and produce so that you can eat. You should sew your own clothes. One of the problems that we have in our Department of Corrections right now is when the offender gets released from the Department of Corrections, they have no skills. And if you don't have any skills, what are you going to do? You're going to go back and reoffend in the community. We need to be teaching skills as well. One of the ways we can teach skills is to require them to do to make their own food and to produce their own food and to produce their own clothes. That's one of the things that was successful in Arizona, and they did have tent cities in Arizona. Unfortunately, you've got a lot of lawyers out there who are fighting for prisoners' rights, and they are successful in that.
Okay, we have thank you for the question, Top Cat. We have Ashley Rich here. She is running for DA in Mobile County, and the Uncle Henry Show will continue.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. By 3, with triple points on airfare. By 2, with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit axpgold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at axpgold.com.
The Home Depot now has a variety of vanity sets starting at just $49. Great quality for an even better value. That's a purchase that reflects not only your good taste, but your good sense as well. We've lowered the cost of renewing and redoing your bath, thanks to stunning vanity sets starting at just $49. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Faucets sold separately while supplies last. U.S. only. See store for details.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Now, Time Saver Traffic on News Radio 710.
From the Esterbrook Lincoln Mercury Pascagoula Traffic Center, the interstate's looking fine throughout the area. No problems on I-10 through Pensacola in either direction, and that holds true all the way through to the Mobile area. Nothing in your way on I-65 either. The Wallace and Bankhead tunnels are in good shape. No blockages here. We do have one crash. The Mobile police are working. This will be at Airport Boulevard and Dogwood. US 9098 also looking good at this hour as well. If you see traffic problems or delays, give that tip line a call. That's 866-299-6983. With Time Saver Traffic, I'm Kay Long.
This traffic report is brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf. Edwin Watts Golf is the place to shop for the latest equipment, apparel, and accessories from the best names in golf. Now offering a great selection of collegiate golf gear so you can support your favorite college team when teeing it up. Go to edwinwattsgolf.com or stop by your local store.
You're listening to the Uncle Henry Show here on News Radio 710. We have the Daily Reagan coming up in a few minutes. Ashley Rich is in. She's running for district attorney. 479-2723 is the number, and we're going to talk now to Gene. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, Ashley, Uncle Henry. You know, it seems like you're in a growth industry, and we have policies in place and laws in place and lawyers to enforce those laws that ensure that crime will continue to go up. And I'm just wondering if you're aware of any initiatives or that could sort of curtail this growth. I mean, we've been told charter schools have that possibility. Surely unwed births contribute to that. I've worked in the prison industry for a number of years. My wife's been a teacher forever, and you know, she can just track her students, you know, from early years. She just follow them right through to the daily arrest records here in Baldwin County. And things are so predictable. And it seems like we're just in a suicide pact to ensure that a lot of these kids never have a future. Thoughts?
I can tell you one of the programs that's foremost in my mind is a program that I discussed at a meeting that I had yesterday at a Mobile United meeting, where we are in Mobile County currently starting an initiative to drug test our students. Unfortunately, the federal laws say that we cannot drug test each and every student. We can only drug test students that are engaged in extracurricular activities. And we have been successful in the past 2 years in drug testing our students in the Mobile County Public Schools. And when they test positive, they will lose the privilege of going to and participating in the extracurricular activities. And we have seen a success rate with drug testing, with the threat of drug testing and the fact that they are drug tested and they lose the consequences of their extracurricular activities. We have seen a decline in drug use because we continue to test these same offenders. And their drug use has stopped because they knew that they were going to be drug tested. And so I think one of the things that we can do is continue to push for drug testing in our public schools with all of our students, because that can only help pick out the students who are at risk in continuing into a life of crime, because it starts with a drug problem or an alcohol problem, and then it leads into bigger things. And so if we can stop it in our education system, that will help.
Well, do you have a position on charter schools as being part of a solution?
I do not have a position on charter schools as being part of the solution. I know that any program that is initiated that will help focus on students' education will be beneficial for all of the students involved.
Okay. Well, good luck. We're pulling for you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the question. The telephone number is 479-2723. That's 479-2723. If you have a question for Ashley Rich, she is running for district attorney in Mobile County. Now, you mentioned drug testing in the schools, and you also mentioned earlier in the hour that so many of the crimes in Mobile County are being committed by younger offenders. They're more violent and younger as we move forward. How married are drugs to crime?
You know, it's very interesting. About 90 to 95% of the homicides that occur in Mobile County are either drug-related in some way or domestic violence-related.
Okay.
So they are very much married. If you are not involved in the drug trade, absent a few incidents, or involved in some act of domestic violence, Mobile is a safe community to live in.
Okay. So that is a very profound statement. Now, what about this movement in the country? We haven't had it really in our area, but other parts of the country, big moves to legalize marijuana. Would that help at all, or would it make things much worse if we had legal drugs?
You know, Uncle Henry, my personal opinion is that it will not help. There are advocates out there each and every day that think we should legalize marijuana because they have their own personal reasons, but personally, I do not think legalizing marijuana would help anything.
Okay, so a lot of the crime that surrounds the drug trade, do we have instances where people are not involved in the drug trade, but they're just on drugs and committing crimes?
Absolutely, absolutely. They're committing crimes to support their drug habit, to get money to go out and buy the next crack rock, or to get money to go out and buy the next joint or the next Lord Hab.
All right, let's talk to Chuck. Hello, Chuck.
Uncle Henry, Ms. Rich, how you doing today?
Very good. Thank you, sir.
I got one question, and that is, what is your position on the gambling issue? And I'll hang up and listen.
Sure.
Thank you.
I can tell you that it doesn't matter what my position is on the gambling issue. What matters is, as the district attorney of Mobile County, will I enforce the laws as they are currently written on the books? And I will enforce the laws as they are currently written. If the people of the state of Alabama and the citizens of Mobile County want to vote on gambling, that's their choice. But as the district attorney, it doesn't matter what my opinion is on gambling. What matters is that I will enforce the law as it's currently written.
Okay, thank you very much for the question. Ashley Rich is here. We have the Daily Reagan coming up in just a moment. I have an email. The subject line on the email is two questions for Ashley Rich. Email reads as follows. Uncle Henry, Ashley Rich said that if a prosecutor withheld exculpatory information then that person would no longer have a career. What happens if she were a DA and were made aware of a prosecutor who worked for the DA's office that withheld exculpatory evidence? What would you do with that information? Would you reopen the case if it were presented to you?
Well, first and foremost, yes, the case should be reopened. The circumstances should be investigated to determine if the evidence was, in fact, exculpatory evidence. There's a tremendous amount of case law out there defining what is exculpatory and what is not exculpatory. And if a prosecutor did intentionally withhold exculpatory evidence, that is an ethical violation, and that cannot be tolerated. It goes back to integrity of the office.
Okay, and the second question is, in response to her response about prison rights groups, how many prisons in Alabama have computers that inmates can use? How many prisons has she visited?
I have visited Holman Penitentiary. I have visited several prisons in the state of Alabama, and they do have law libraries. And some of them, not all of the prisons, they do allow the prisoners to have access to computers.
All right. Very good.
Interesting, at Holman, was a very young prosecutor and went up there. He met with the warden at the time, and he's no longer the warden now, but he sat down in a box and my eyes got really wide, and he threw out this whole box of instruments, and they were all handmade weapons that had been made from chairs and various metal objects in the penitentiary. So that was my first awakening to the prison system, and it was a very very beneficial visit. I think all prosecutors should be required to go visit the prisons and the penitentiaries to make sure they understand exactly where these people are going.
We're going to have our final moments with Ashley Rich in just a few minutes. Now we've got to get into the Daily Reagan. The Daily Reagan is brought to you by Fairland Veterinary Clinic on Highway 43 and Heart of Dixie Veterinary Clinic on Schillinger's Road.
There can be no economic revival in ghettos when the most violent among us are allowed to roam free. It's time we restored domestic tranquility, and we mean to do just that. Just as we're positioned as never before to secure justice in our economy, we're poised as never before to create a safer, freer, more peaceful world. Our alliances are stronger than ever. Our economy is stronger than ever. We have resumed our historic role as a leader of the free world. And all of these together are a great force for peace. Since 1981, we've been committed to seeking fair and verifiable arms agreements that would lower the risk of war and reduce the size of nuclear arsenals. Now our determination to maintain a strong defense has influenced the Soviet Union to return to the bargaining table. Our negotiators must be able to go to that table with the united support of the American people. All of us have no greater dream than to see the day when nuclear weapons are banned from this earth forever. Each member of the Congress has a role to play in modernizing our defenses, thus supporting our chances for a meaningful arms agreement. Your vote this spring on the Peacekeeper missile will be a critical test of our resolve to maintain the strength we need and move toward mutual and verifiable arms reductions. For the past 20 years, we've believed that no war will be launched as long as each side knows it can retaliate with a deadly counterstrike. Well, I believe there's a better way of eliminating the threat of nuclear war. It is a strategic defense initiative aimed ultimately at finding a non-nuclear defense against ballistic missiles. It's the most hopeful possibility of the nuclear age, but it's not very well understood. Some say it will bring war to the heavens, but its purpose is to deter war in the heavens and on earth.
The Daily Reagan. Daily Reagan brought to you by Fairland Veterinary Clinic on Highway 43 and Heart of Dixie Veterinary Clinic on Schillinger's Road. The Al Klinger Show continues. Our final moments with Ashley Rich are next.
Growing up the son of a sawmill worker, I understand what really matters to people. It's faith, it's family, and it's a job.
Robert Bentley put himself through medical school and has served his country and his state with honesty and integrity. Robert Bentley authored and passed the Alabama Reemployment Act.
Registration and title includes dealer fees, maintenance from Toyota with group credit, line 3010.
If you've got questions about heating and air conditioning, ask the expert.
Join Heads Heating and Air on Ask the Expert this morning at 10 on News Radio 710.
This is the Uncle Henry Show here on News Radio 710. Ashley Rich is in the studio. She's running for DA. We still have time for you to slip a question in if you'd like to slip one in. 479-2723. That's 479-2723. In the DA's office, how do you decide? I'm sure you get a wide variety of cases. How do you decide which one? I know there's obvious things that would be top priorities, but how do you decide what factors into what becomes a priority case?
Let me just say this, Uncle Henry. John Tyson is our district attorney currently, and he makes the ultimate decision in what cases are prosecuted and what cases are not. I have not been involved in the management decisions that have been made in the office during my career. However, I have been involved in the decision-making process that applies to murder cases since 2002.
Right.
But I can tell you how I would handle that situation as the district attorney in Mobile County. You have to do a thorough and sifting examination of all of the evidence in the case. And once you do that, you have to work closely with your law enforcement officers. You have to work closely with the detectives, Mobile Police Department, Sheriff's Office, and make sure that you have the strongest case possible. So you evaluate the evidence and you make your decisions based on the strengths of the evidence.
Okay, so you naturally would go toward the cases where you've definitely got things lined up and the evidence is there.
Well, I want to bring you back to the first caller. I think it was Jack. And Jack said, I was tenacious and I was the one that often would take the hard cases and prosecute them. You can't just prosecute the strong cases. You have to prosecute all of the cases regardless of how strong the evidence you have. I mean, we take cases as long as there is probable cause to believe that a crime is committed and that we can meet our burden of proof of beyond a reasonable doubt.
Let's talk to John. Hello, John.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. Is this John?
Yes,
yes, sir.
Yes. My name is John T. And my son was shot in Trinity Garden there in 1996. And it seemed like maybe they closed the case on it because no one never been arrested for it. I worked as hard as I could on it, going around, offering money to people for information. Never was able to get any. Are you planning to seek these old cases in here or try to bring them to justice?
Yes, sir. Currently, cases such as yours are not actually closed. They are in the cold case files of the district attorney's office, Mobile County District Attorney's Office. It's very important that we do a sifting, thorough investigation of any new evidence that comes forward in each of these cases. And so the case is not closed because all it takes is new information or new evidence to come forward, maybe by a criminal who's been incarcerated that wants to talk. There's many ways that we can get new evidence in these cases. So the case is never closed. And from time to time, it is a responsibility of the district attorney's office to go back through these cases and make sure that someone is working on the case and that we are trying to develop new evidence. So your case is not closed, and we will be looking at those cases.
But how could we see, and try to find out? I can get the case number and call you later. I don't have your number. I don't have the case number right here with me, but I do have it.
Yes, sir, absolutely. You can call the main number of the district attorney's office, 574-8400, and ask to speak to me, and we will look into that for you.
I sure do that, and thank you very kindly.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for your phone call. Let's talk to Mike. Hello, Mike.
Morning, Uncle Henry.
Good morning.
Morning, Ms. Rich.
Good morning.
Good luck with your campaign. I got a question for you. We've seen on the news where some of the news people have gone up to ThyssenKrupp and interviewed people who are apparently illegal aliens. What does the law say that we can do in the state of Alabama to correct the illegal alien problem?
That is has to deal with the federal laws, but I can tell you that if an illegal alien commits a state crime, crime locally here that is a violation of state law, then we can hold them in jail if they are a flight risk to leave the country. We can prosecute them. They will have to be incarcerated in due time in our penal system. And then we as soon as they finish the time that they have been incarcerated, they are deported immediately. So that's the process when one of them commits a state crime. But as far as getting them out of our community, that is something that the feds deal with.
All right. Well, thank you for your call, Mike. We are out of time. Thank you, Ashley Rich, for coming in and talking with people.
Thank you very much for having me, Uncle Henry. I look forward to the election on November 2nd and being Mobile County's next district attorney, God willing and the voters willing. Thank you.
The website, if you want more info on Ashley Rich, that's ashleyrichda.com.
Now, Time Saver Traffic on News Radio 710.
From the Esterbrook Lincoln Mercury Pascagoula Traffic Center, we're looking good on I-10 into the Mobile area this morning. No accidents or delays so far in either direction. Nothing in your way on I-65. The Wallace and Bankhead tunnels are also in good shape. We did have a crash at Dogwood and Airport Boulevard in Mobile. It's been cleaned up and all out of the way now, according to the Mobile Police. Nothing in your way on Battleship Parkway. And nothing in your way in Pensacola. A good ride throughout Escambia County. If you see traffic problems, call the traffic tip line at 866-299-6983. With Time Saver Traffic, I'm Kay Long.
Get an HD radio and listen to News Radio 710 at 96.1-2, WRKH FM HD2 Mobile, Pensacola. Your AM radio is Rush Radio and the conservative talk station from the Dean McCrary Mazda studios of WNTM Mobile. News Radio.